This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. As always, I have my friend with me. Russ Collins is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, and a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Well, we are definitely on the approach to Oscar season, the award season, and the Toronto Film Festival starts today, but it's following the Telluride Festival, which was over the Labor Day weekend, competition with the Detroit Blues Jazz Festival. But
right.
I don't think they worried about each other too much.
Are you going to make it up to Toronto at all for any portion of it?
Just for a couple days.
Yeah.
We've got a program that we're running
Excellent.
Over there, so we're going to go there. But the Venice Film Festival is going on right now, and there's already some stuff that's already precipitated out of it. Spotlight and Black Mass are a couple of the films that got the world premiere and then went to Telluride. And then there's a few films that are headed to Toronto. The Danish Girl, which has been the biggest breakout piece from the Venice Film Festival so far. And Venice is the oldest film festival. It's older than Cannes, and it really started the whole film festival movement 72 years ago that blew up in the 1980s and 90s and continues.
And despite its smaller
really,
size, it still has that prestige.
It does, and it's got red carpet premieres
right.
and all kinds of stuff. But The Danish Girl got a 10-minute ovation. It's a transgender love story that's going to
that doesn't
be released.
Happen in America.
No. Well, it happens at film festival.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, really special. A Bigger Splash is another film. There's a film called Marguerite, which is a film that is based on a true story of Floris Foster Jenkins, who's, if you have any connection to opera at all, she
None
was...
None whatsoever.
Well, she was a very bad opera singer, but she was a wealthy
that I can
person
relate to.
In New York. And so she gave these recitals every year at Carnegie Hall. And
Just rented out the place?
Yeah, and filled up with people who were both her friends and those who just
wanted
loved
to make fun
the cringe-worthy nature of the event. Meryl Streep and Hugh Grant are actually doing a film with Stephen Frears on the same topic. But Marguerite, which again premiered at the Venice Film Festival, has the upper hand in terms of the release date. A Beast of No Nation was actually made by Netflix, but it's being released in theaters as well as on Netflix.
Netflix is just a huge player now, isn't it?
It is a player, absolutely. And it's really kind of, it's a disruptor player, but, you know, that's okay. It keeps things mixed up. But that's a film you're going to hear more about, Beast of No Nation. The Secret in Their Eyes is another title to keep your eyes out. And there's just a lot of stuff. So festival season is definitely starting up. And we're look for news out of Venice, but really look for news out of Toronto, which is just 4.5 hours down the road and is the largest film festival of the year and maybe the best there is, except for Cinema. Utopia, of course. Which, you know, just,
and you have no stake
area.
In that game, do you?
Well, opening at the Michigan Theater this week is Learning to Drive.
I can't wait. All you have to say is Ben Kingsley, and I mean, he's just one of the great actors of our generation.
Absolutely. Well, he plays a Pakistani gentleman who's an American citizen, has been in the States for a long time, and he's a taxi driver as well as a driving instructor. And he and Patricia Clarkson, who ends up being his driving instructor student, have just gone through a breakup. Their relationships have fallen apart. And so not only do they share this driving instruction. Patricia Clarkson character is a middle-aged book critic, and her daughter lives in upstate New York. She lives in New York, and she never learned to drive. And so now that she's single, she has to go drive to visit her daughter in upstate New York. So she takes these driving lessons, and a relationship, of discovery develops between the Ben Kingsley character and the Patricia Clarkson character. And again, Learning to Drive is definitely with check. Out the critical consensus is the story's a bit predictable, but it's elevated by these two outstanding performances.
I'll watch Ben Kingsley in anything.
He's great. Meru is a acclaimed documentary film that gets 93% positive reviews, 90% positive response by audiences, and the critical consensus on this, it's a gripping, visually told narrative, the rare documentary that provokes thought as well as thrills in a widescreen presentation. And it's about these three climbers, Conrad Anker, Jimmy Chen, and Renan Ozturk, who take on this Himalayan mountain challenge called the Shark's Fin, which is like a straight faced mountain, or maybe worse. I haven't seen it yet, but and they go on an expedition. It's below zero. It's storming. It's awful, and they come within 100 yards of making the peak, and then they have to give up, and then they go back to their real lives. I mean, they're professional climbers, but you know, they're not making a big living doing it,
right.
So they have other lives. But Jimmy Chen's character rallies them to go back, and in 2011 they tried this Shark's Fin climax again, and I won't ruin it, but they might make it this time.
You'll have to go and find out,
yeah,
right?
But it's a 20-day odyssey in sub-zero weather. It is a spectacular piece, and there's a lot of anticipation around this film, and it's going to play at the State Theater, but it's got a screening at the Michigan Theater as well for those who can't make it up the stairs. A
couple of special screenings continue?
Yep. There's an international initiative called Directed by Women, which is this first half of September, and our part of that is we're showing The Piano, which is the Jane Campion film that came out about 10 years ago. Yeah, with Holly Hunter, Harvey Keitel, Anna Paquin. And that's going to be Thursday, September 10th at 7 o'clock at the State Theater. And then we kick off our Steven Spielberg tribute called Spielberg, Man and Monsters. It kicks off on Monday with Duel, which is a film that was originally made for TV, but it stars Dennis Weaver, and it's a compelling film, especially a first film from Steven Spielberg.
I've seen it. The characters are basically the cars and a car and a truck and Dennis Weaver.
That's right.
And
a menacing.
And it actually captured my attention for, you know, 90 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, he's
well done.
Amazing filmmaker. He followed it up not too many years later with Jaws. But we're doing Sugarland Express, so Mondays you can go check that out. There's even some family films and American Tale. This series runs through the end of November, and again, it starts on Monday with Duel. Kurt Cobain, if you're a fan of Nirvana, we have a documentary on Kurt Cobain called Montage of Heck.
I actually saw it. It was just about as confusing as his life, and appropriately so.
Yeah, absolutely. Great reviews on this as well. So go check that out. If you're a fan of Nirvana and Kurt Cobain, or if you just want to see a great documentary, go check it out. Listen to Me, Marlon is coming up.
This is just weird.
Yeah, so Marlon Brando, the movie star, odd fellow, but acclaimed on about every level of acting, he made audio recordings his whole life that he recorded his thoughts about the contemporary world, his thoughts about acting, about art, about movies, about theater, about all kinds of stuff. And these have been edited together into a very compelling documentary called Listen to Me, Marlon. And it's playing just a few screenings starting on Thursday, September 17th. At the Multiplex, there's a couple of films, the latest M. Night Shyamalan film called The
Visit. So you know there's going to be a big twist at the end.
That's
right. Kind of his hallmark, isn't it?
It's a terrifying story of a brother and sister who are sent to their grandparents' remote Pennsylvania farm for a week-long trip. And, of course, there's elderly people and children.
When his movies work, they work exceedingly well.
Absolutely.
When they don't, it's just bad. So go find out.
Yeah, you'll have to find out. The Perfect Guy is a relationship comedy. There's a Shauna Latham character goes through a painful breakup. She's a successful lobbyist, but then she begins this passionate relationship with a charming stranger, and then her boyfriend comes back, and there you go.
There's you have a lot of choices, and we'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Todd from Film Festival Land.